Federal report, Biden's Afghans directed racism, sexism and verbal abuse at U.S. aid workers. By John Binder on April 6, 2023. Afghans, brought to the United States by President Joe Biden, directed racism and sexism as well as verbal abuse at American non-governmental organization, NGO, employees who helped resettle them across the nation, a federal report alleges. Following the U.S. Armed Forces withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, Biden opened a refugee parole pipeline that has resettled more than 86,000 Afghans in American communities, many without having to be screened or interviewed in person beforehand. To resettle the massive inflow of Afghans, Biden's State Department contracted with NGOs that use taxpayer money to resettle refugees across American communities for the federal government, including Church World Service, Ethiopian Community Development Council, Episcopal Migration Ministries, Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, International Rescue Committee, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, and World Relief. A report from the State Department Inspector General, IG, this week reveals that in the midst of their resettlement across the U.S., many Afghans directed racist, sexist, and verbally abusive behavior at NGO workers. Resettlement agencies also attributed some inappropriate behavior on the part of Afghan parolees to the lack of cultural orientation, the IG report states. For example, some resettlement agency staff reported experiencing racism and sexism from Afghan clients unaccustomed to the norms of U.S. society. Another resettlement agency reported that some Afghan parolees refused to work with female case managers or case managers from minority groups. Emphasis added. One resettlement agency reported that a few local offices had issues of verbal abuse from Afghans, mostly those who were upset or frustrated by the process. Many Afghan parolees had very high expectations and did not understand the role of local affiliates and would become frustrated with services and housing. Emphasis added. In addition, the IG report states that many Afghans brought to the U.S. by the Biden administration needed immediate medical treatment because they suffer with mental and physical health issues while others arrived in the U.S. with COVID-19. Afghans, the IG report alleges, also had unrealistic expectations about the U.S. For instance, some Afghans reportedly expected the federal government to provide them with welcome money when they arrived in the U.S. Others also expected free luxury housing and were displeased with the actual housing that was provided to them. Consequently, Afghans rejected the housing provided to them as being insufficient to meet their needs or of an inferior quality, the IG report states. As Breitbart News reported last year, GOP Senators Jerry Moran, RKS, Roger Wicker, RMS, Lindsey Graham, RSC, Lisa Murkowski, RAK, and Roy Blunt, RMO, teamed up with Democrats in an attempt to pass legislation that would provide the newly arrived Afghans with green cards and, eventually, naturalized American citizenship. The green card giveaway, though, was blocked by Senator Chuck Grassley, RYA. Vetting failures have plagued Biden's massive Afghan resettlement operation that has seen Afghans resettled across nearly all 50 states. In one such case in December 2022, for instance, an Afghan male was deported after he was convicted of sexually abusing a 3-year-old girl in Virginia almost immediately after arriving in the U.S. In September 2022, the Department of Homeland Security issued a bombshell report detailing how Biden brought Afghans to the U.S. who were not fully vetted and may pose a risk to national security. Similarly, in February 2022, a Department of Defense IG report revealed that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans arriving in the U.S., and that about 50 Afghans were flagged for significant security concerns after their resettlement. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the IG report stated, have since disappeared into American communities. The report noted that as of September 17, 2021, only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged with specific derogatory information could be located. Independent whistleblower reports have come to the same conclusions. In August 2022, Senators Josh Hawley, RMO, and Ron Johnson, RY, detailed allegations from a whistleblower who claims that the Biden administration knowingly resettled almost 400 Afghans in the U.S. who were listed as potential threats in federal databases and urged staff to cut corners in the vetting process. A Project Veritas report from May 2022 alleges that the Biden administration resettled Afghans listed on the federal government's terrorism watch list. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.